I'm Father Seraphim Bushoner, and I welcome you to another episode of Theosis, our journey through Lent as we strive to become more and more like our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who became like us in all things but sin. Today is Good Friday, the day in which we remember and reflect upon our Lord's suffering and death. We will begin our meditation with the Gospel of Mark, chapter 15, verses 33 to 39. And when the sixth hour came, there was darkness over the whole land until the ninth hour. And at the ninth hour, Jesus cried out with a loud voice, saying, Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani, which translated is, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? And some of the bystanders, on hearing this, said, Behold, he is calling Elias. But someone ran, soaked a sponge in common wine, put it on a reed, and offered it to him to drink, saying, Wait, let us see whether Elijah is coming to take him down. But Jesus cried out with a loud voice and expired. St. Ignatius of Antioch writes in his Epistle to the Magnesians, Since all things have their end, there are two choices put before us, death and life. Everyone will go to the place that they deserve. There are two kinds of coins, one accepted by God and the other accepted by the world. Like our own coins, each of these has its own special images imprinted upon it. Those who do not believe bear the image of the world, but the faithful bear the image of God the Father in love through Jesus Christ. Yet, if we are not prepared to die into his passion, his life is not in us. While we have already remembered Jesus' passion and death on Holy Thursday, on Good Friday, also known as the Pasch of the Crucifixion, we focus more on the day that Jesus died. In the Eastern Church, there is no liturgy, unless Good Friday coincides with the Feast of the Annunciation. Traditionally, this is also a day of total fasting and abstinence. The sheer magnitude of this event is almost impossible to put into words. We remember how he killed the author of life, put to death our Savior, and executed our Redeemer. Salvation comes through Christ alone, and we can only go to the Father through Jesus. Yet the one who is the way, the truth, and the life now lies dead in a tomb. How could one not weep over what we had done to Jesus, over what we had done to ourselves? What words could express our loss? Still, Good Friday cannot be separated from the events that will be remembered on Sunday. In the Eastern Church's services, sorrow over our sinful deeds is placed alongside our glorification of our Lord's resurrection. In such a way, the Eastern Church again calls us both to recognize the gravity of our sins, as well as the immenseness of God's power and love. The Eastern Church also stresses that Jesus freely and willingly accepted his passion and death for our salvation. As our Savior says, No one takes it from me, but I lay it down on my own. I have power to lay it down and power to take it up again. Good Friday is the only day of the year that the Divine Liturgy is not said in the Eastern Church. Still, the Eastern Church continues to reflect on the Lord's Passion in the Royal Hours. These hours are taken from the daily prayer of the Eastern Church, but are expanded with the scripture and liturgical poetry. And these prayers became known as the Royal Hours because the emperor or king usually attended them. But the focus of the Royal Hours is the suffering and death of the Messiah, the real King of Kings. The hours began at 8 in the morning and end at 4 in the afternoon with the Vespers of the Shroud. During each hour between 8 and 4, special prayers are recited. The Vespers of the Shroud, or the Apocathiolosis, meaning the deposition or annealing, is a service which entails the reading of excerpts from the Gospels, Matthew 27:1-27, Luke 23:39-43, John 19:21-37, and then Matthew 27:55-61, as well as a commemoration of the death of the Lord by the procession, preferably around the outside of the church, and burial of a richly embroidered cloth. On this cloth is an image of the corpus painted, known as the Plashtanitsa, or the Epitaphios. The tomb is incensed on all sides, and after the entombment, the priest delivers a homily on the importance of Christ's death for our salvation. The faithful are then dismissed to venerate the holy shroud on their knees and kiss the holy wounds of their Lord. The shroud is offered for public veneration in the tomb until midnight on Holy Saturday, when it is spread in front of the tabernacle in recognition of Christ's resurrection. The shroud remains there until it is reverently removed on the Feast of the Ascension. The tomb of Christ is usually surrounded by flowers, which will be taken by the faithful and placed near icons in their homes. And we will conclude today, Good Friday, with a special prayer that is often recited in veneration at the Holy Shroud. Lord Jesus Christ, our God, you are our Savior and Helper. We praise you, for you have helped us in our unworthiness to pass through the sacred and holy season of Lent, and to aspire to the resurrection of your friend Lazarus, who was in the tomb for 4 days, and to reach your glorious entrance into Jerusalem on the back of a colt, and to emulate the example of the children by welcoming you with palm branches and cries of Hosanna in the highest, and to witness your most sacred and saving passion, to venerate your holy crucifixion and burial in the flesh, hoping that we may continue towards your most holy and awesome resurrection. So, in complete humility, we fall on the ground and beseech you, for all your servants who are in this holy church, accept their confession and their repentance as you accept the sighs of the publican. For the sake of your most holy resurrection on the 3rd day, forgive all their sins, known and unknown. Cleanse them as you did the repentant adulteress, and accept them as you accepted Peter, who tearfully repented after he denied you. Give to them heartfelt reverence for you, that they may glorify you and love you with their whole selves, and always act according to your holy will. May they partake of your most pure body and your most precious blood, without condemnation, and be worthy to enter your blessed kingdom with all the saints. For you are a God of mercy and salvation, and we render glory to you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, now and ever and forever.